gag, but I'm pleased I didn't come up with it. Morning to you, Dan. All right, let's talk sport. And Blair Hughes is here every Saturday and Sunday morning after the 11 o'clock news. He's a fan engagement specialist at MrBlairHughes.com. Hello, Blair.
Good morning, Spencer. It's fantastic to be at the Ecker, and thanks for having me.
No worries, and good to see you here in your Broncos jersey. We'll start with the NRL. Unfortunately, the Broncos went down this week.
Yeah, it wasn't the best game. They had a really good second half in the end, but unfortunately, they couldn't get the win versus the Roosters. And they move on to Newcastle next week. But some good news out of it is that they're looking for record numbers for next year for their membership. So that's a good thing, I think, as well. So,
what else has been happening so far with this round of the NRL?
So far, Melbourne last night beat the Titans, who are now on the bottom of the ladder, 32-14. There was a hat-trick for Cameron Munster in that one as well. And the Parramatta Eels defeated Manly 36-20. So Parramatta are on the winner's board again, two wins in a row, and move up into fourth.
Jeez, for the Titans, the season can't finish soon enough, eh?
It's not been the best season. I think there's a lot of people that really want the Gold Coast to succeed with rugby league. So, you know, it's just a shame it hasn't done this year. So
the other games today, Souths and Warriors, Canberra, Penrith and Cronulla and St George. And in each of those, the first team that I mentioned is who I've tipped.
I think you'll be pretty good with those ones
good.
As well. So, yeah, that's right.
I ended up having a not a very good weekend last weekend, but I'm 3-for-3 at the moment, so.
It's close to the finals now. The Broncos are in sixth. They could drop to seventh with Souths getting the win today versus Warriors, but have to wait and see there as well.
Now, there's some other Broncos news, and this is with the women's game.
Yeah, I'm absolutely excited by this. As a Broncos member, it's been reported and confirmed that the Broncos are moving the Broncos women's team in the NRL women's are moving their game from Morton Daly Stadium to Suncorp Stadium on Saturday the 27th for the 8th. Tickets are only $15, which is a bargain to get along and support women's sport. So I think that's fantastic as well. Should get a big crowd to that at Suncorp.
Is that the opening game of the season?
I think it is the second game. I think Brisbane get a game away first, and then it's their first home game. Yeah, so Suncorp Stadium.
And will that be a lead into a men's game?
No, it's a standalone game,
that's
which is fantastic.
Deal, then,
it's a big deal. There's one stand, I think, that's going to be open with two sections open. So they're going to get a big crowd for that as well.
We're going to look back in 10 years' time, and women's sport is just like you told us on Sunday about the Euro final between England and Germany.
88,000 people there.
Right, there we go. Big, it turned out to be the biggest crowd ever for a UEFA football game.
Yep.
Male or female.
That's right. And on the back of that, we've got the Women's World Cup next year as well. The AFL women's is going really well. So when we talk about AFL, the women's team, the Brisbane women's team, have just announced their membership's on sale as well. And they've got a game at the Gabba that's a standalone as well. So women's sport is just continuing to go leaps and bounds. It's fantastic.
No, it's good. What is happening today with the with this round with the AFL round 21?
That's right. So last night Collingwood had a really thrilling win. They've gone 11 wins in a row now, and they beat Melbourne 96-89. Today, Hawthorn versus Gold Coast, GWS versus Essendon, Western Bulldogs versus Frio, Geelong versus St Kilda, and Port Adelaide versus Richmond. With the Lions playing tomorrow, Carlton at the Gabba.
All right.
That's going to be a big one for the Lions.
We might talk some more about that tomorrow. There's rugby tomorrow morning.
That's right. It's the first game of the Rugby Championship. It's in Mendoza in Argentina. It's Australia versus the Los Pumas for Argentina. You've got Jed Holloway is making his test debut as a Waratahs back rower. You've got Michael Checker's first game we're playing against Argentina as he's coaching them. So that's going to be a big test for the Wallabies as well. And Quade Cooper's back in as well for the Wallabies. So 5:10 a.m. Tomorrow morning from Argentina.
Now, just before you came on, we had an Arsenal fan who walked past the 4BC stage, and he said, "Hey Spencer, the EPL is back and my team won this morning." So yes, football's back.
Absolutely, the EPL is back. This year, you've got Fulham, Bournemouth and Nottingham Forest. Nottingham Forest are their first one back in 23 years into the Premier League. And last night, this morning actually, in Australian time, Arsenal beat Crystal Palace 2-0 for the opening game. Tonight, you've got Fulham versus Liverpool, Everton versus Chelsea as some of the games there as well. And yeah, it's just great to see the EPL back and a lot of Australian fans getting right into it.
Everton's doing an interesting thing in the metaverse.
Interesting's an interesting word.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. So in the metaverse, that's right. So for fan engagement, as we talk about sometimes on the show, teams are always looking to do something a little bit interesting, especially with technology. And Everton have announced that not a physical jersey, but they're making a digital jersey that fans can purchase and then wear in the metaverse, basically.
What does that even mean?
I know. It's a lot to take in. Basically, the metaverse is where you can go and have another life in another space on the internet, basically. And Everton have, you know, had this idea that now, as the people in the avatars that they can have in there, they can put an Everton top on. So there's all these commercial opportunities that you see as well, where the sponsor for these jerseys are there as well, kind of thing. So there's a lot of money to be made in these kind of things and commercial deals, but I much prefer a physical jersey. I wore my Broncos one today, kind of thing.
You're a man for the real world,
A
man for the meta world.
That's right, absolutely.
In terms of Australian football, the Roar are in action in the Australia Cup this week.
That's right. They're playing Avondale FC in the Australia Cup, round of 16 on Wednesday night coming. And that's another big game there for Charlie Austin, who's come over from QPR. Great for the Brisbane Roar fans and the lead up to the A-League season starting in October.
All right, Blair Hughes is here. We're talking sport on 4BC. I'm Spencer House and we're live from the Ecker. There's ice hockey action in Brisbane tonight.
That's right. People should get behind this as well. It's the Pacific Ice Hockey League. Brisbane Rampage, fantastic name there as well, versing Adelaide tonight for a chance in the historic Walker Cup final in Melbourne. And it's at Ice World at Acacia Ridge. Tickets are about $20 for that as well. So if you're looking for something to do on a Saturday night, get down and support the Brisbane Rampage ice hockey team, I think. It'd be a good thing to do. Something a little bit different for this week in sport. So, yeah, great to see, you know, the Brisbane Rampage on the Rampage.
On the Rampage.
Exactly.
Some overseas news. Formula One, first of all.
That's right. So it's been reported that Daniel Ricciardo has been sacked by McLaren and he's been replaced by another Australian. So maybe it's not so bad for Australian Formula One fans there. But he's been replaced by... who have we got here? His name is... I've forgotten his name.
Oscar Piastri.
That's right. Yeah. There it is too. So look, it's an Australian. Let's get behind him. That's a great thing as well.
Yeah, update us on the Commonwealth Games. We're at the top of the medal tally.
We are.
But only just. So England could actually pip us.
That's right. There's day eight we've just had there. So the results, we're on 50 gold, 44 silver, 46 bronze, 140 medals there as well. We're going really well. Queensland's going really well as well. I did the stats and we're right up there in the top 10 as well. So we should put Queensland in there. But we've had a gold in the discus for Matt Denny, got one there. The Madison Di Rosario was the first Australian para athlete. This is a fantastic story to win. Four Commonwealth Gold Games medals. We've won our first wrestling medal in 12 years, which is fantastic. So the wrestling centres across Australia will probably be pumping now. And the Hockey Roos won this morning. Now, this was an interesting one. They forgot to start the timer for the penalty shootout.
Right.
So I don't know how that happens, but we ended up winning it. So maybe it was an omen or something like that. But we got the win, and now they're into the final, the Hockey Roos. The Kookaburras are playing tonight versus England in the semi-final. We've got cricket tonight. I think it's at about 2 a.m. The T20 Australian team, women's team, is playing there as well. Lawn bowls, we're into some finals. Beach volleyball as well. And the great story was the squash as well with the Australian and Scottish couple there. And she ended up winning. And now he has to do the dishes, I've heard, as well.
They had this bet that whoever won would cook for the other for the next month.
That's right. I think it'll probably stretch. Take the bins out, all types of things like that. Yeah.
We're not likely to get to the... We needed 66 gold. To get to 1,000?
1,000 gold all time. So we'd be the first nation to get to 1,000 gold medals at the Commonwealth Games.
Right, but we're at 50 at the moment, so 2 days to go.
It might be a bit hard, that's right.
All right, but for now, it's all about, you know, can Australia just hold on to that top spot that we've held for the whole of the games? England just behind, and then it's daylight to Canada in third spot. All right, now we're at the Ecker. You've had a bit of a wander around, and you've had a bit of a look at these sports show bags.
Absolutely. So look, I went for a bit of a walk around before. I had a look at the sports ones on offer there. There's a Socceroos one that's got a ball and a cap. That's pretty good. The Lions one's got some tattoos and some badges. The Broncos one has a flag and a duffel bag. That's a good little thing as well. The Queensland Maroons one, some socks and notebooks. They're all about $28, $30 or so kind of thing. But look, I'm giving it to Bluey. The Bluey one, because it's got a wall chart, it's got a water bottle, and kids need to make sure they stay hydrated. So I know it's not sport, but I've got my money on a Queensland one there, and I'm going to get that one for my daughter tomorrow. So the Bluey one wins the sports one there.
If you're a fan of Bluey, I believe Bluey is performing on the stage that is directly above us right now.
That sounds fantastic. I'll make sure I do that.
I think there might be a couple of other shows today. All right, Blair, thank you. We'll see you same time tomorrow. Blair
Hughes
from MrBlairHughes.com, talking sport every Saturday and Sunday on on 4BC weekends, 18 past 11. If you're at the show, come along and say g'day. Bazza, g'day. Good to see you getting amongst it, Bazza, old mate of mine. Give us a call, 133-882 or text 0499-880-882. Let's check the traffic with Peter Gooch at 18 past 11. Midler, Beast of Burden on 4BC. Spencer Houston with you till 1 o'clock. The continuous call team after 1. 25 past 11, broadcasting from the Royal Queensland Show. I mentioned before, Kevin.